and he busted a jug on him and placed pulling his pants off. Well, he caught a fire.
Gracious.
And he was burnt from him.
Oh, he was burnt.
There's nothing but, you know, just the leader and the bones.
He was pitiful.
And then his daddy had
How long ago was that?
Oh, I almost done forgot myself.
Oh, it's been about 21 or 2 years, ain't it?
Yes. How old was he then?
He was about 8.
I know that broke your heart, didn't it?
8 or 9, yeah. And his daddy had a nervous breakdown. And his mother was in bed sick.
Yeah.
And him in the hospital. Well, I'd go to Atlanta on the weekend to see about this child. And the oldest girl, she wasn't hardly big enough to leave, but she would see after him until I got back. So mine is just a history story. If I'd sit down and tell it, it'd take me from now till tomorrow night, you can sit in here. So nobody knows it but me and God, and that's it.
Well, I imagine it's quite a story.
Mine would be a story, because I've left off in that hill many a time, not knowing where the next bread was coming from, and all them kids and old people sitting there. So as I say, if I tell you, that thing wouldn't hold it. So no use me to stop the history of my life. It's been a rough history.
She's
but now God's good to me. I hadn't got a thing to grumble about.
Things have really changed?
He's good to me.
And she's a good worker. And everybody wants.
I'm in my 50 years, and I was 40-something before I learned to drive. I drove a car about 4 or 5 years. Didn't have license the first or nothing. The police had never been stopping. The police are checking license or nothing. So God's just made things just whoop over me. And I'm not crying. Just laughing and keep going. So now your recorder would have a long thing to talk about if I could just start from the stumps and sit down here. Probably he'd catch you crying more than he'd catch me laughing, because my life have been rough. Really. I've told it would from across that railroad track up down that hill to keep my kids warm a many a time. And my life has been pretty hard.
What about your boy who was burned? How is he now?
He's fine.
Can he walk around?
Yeah, he's working.
Got a nice job at the rug mill over here, somewhere. And them peoples is so nice to him.
Well, that was a remarkable recovery, wasn't
it? That's reason I said one no sense in me crying. Should lay.
Well, now what about your daughter who's been to Milledgeville?
She's at home.
Is she getting better now?
Yeah.
Have they been able to help her down there?
Yeah, they did help her. They did.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't help her none here. The doctors here couldn't do it. You know. But she did go down there twice, and seemed like she come back too quick. But now the third time when she stayed down there, she stayed pretty close to a year.
Yeah, she did.
And she hadn't had to go back, but now she has been a little nervous and jerky. Things can happen close to around, like somebody getting killed or something that depresses, you know. That would depress me. And quite naturally, if a person a little bit weak, why it's going to hit them hard, it's going to hit But so far, while she can do anything anybody else can do, and she seemed to be pretty normal. But every now and then, because you wouldn't notice it, where I would notice it, I can tell when she, you know, is quite nervous.
But don't never try to hurt nobody. Nobody.
No.
I'll keep on meeting.
She's sweet with it. She really is.
Yeah, she's a nice girl.
I know a woman like that, and it just seems that the world's a little bit too hard for her.
There's one doctor down there. He was